A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Tesvav, Psachim 115a, pagination page 229, about 8 lines from the top. The last word on the line, Omar, and then continuing, Omar Ravina. Our topic is Korech, where we find that in addition to eating matzah independently and maror independently, we also go ahead and, as the expression is, zecher lemikdash kehillel, to fulfill Hillel's approach, the great Talmudic sage, we eat the two of them together. So Ravina says, Amali Rav Mesharshia Bered Rav Nosson, Hachi Omar Hillel, this is what Hillel said, Mishmei de Gemara. The tradition is lo nichrach inish matzah umara bahadei hadadi v'neichol. A person should not join matzah and maror in our time to eat them together. Mishum de sevira lon, because he holds matzah b'zman hazeh de oraisa. Matzah in our time is still biblical because there's a special pasuk that says bo erev tochlu matzos, you should eat matzos on that eve. Umara de rabbonon. But maror, the bitter herbs, are derabbanon because it says al matzah sumurorim yochluhu, that you should eat the carbon pesach together with matzah and maror. But if you don't have a carbon pesach, then the obligation to eat maror will only be rabbinic. It's not based on the pasuk. Va'osi maror derabbanon umavata lematzah deoraisa. And therefore, if you were to mix the maror and matzah at the same time, you're going to be diminishing the taste of the matzah. The matzah is biblical, the maror is derabbanon, and that's not right. You're not tasting the matzah in the proper way. V'afilu l'man d'omar mitzvos ein mevat lo zu ezu, and even according to the opinion that mitzvos don't diminish one on the other, you could do them both no problem, and had they both been biblical, you could have joined them. Hanimili deraisa b'deraisa d'rabbanon b'drabbanon. That only works if they're both biblical or both rabbinic. Aval deraisa b'drabbanon. But if you have a biblical and a rabbinic, which matzah and maror are, osi d'rabbanon, the rabbinic, the maror, is mevatale l'deoraisa, is diminishing the taste of the deoraisa, and that's not proper, you're not allowed to do that, and therefore bizman hazeh, you should do matzah and maror independently. But the inference, of course, is that had they both been biblical, you were doing it with the carbon pesach, so that maror is biblical, you would have been able to do them, according to this opinion, together. Man tana deshamet le mitzvahs ema vatla zuah. So which opinion is this, that mitzvahs do not diminish one another, and you could do them all together? Hillel hi, that's the opinion of Hillel. The Tanya, as we learned, Amru alav al Hillel, Hillel's custom was, shayikorchem bevas achas, he would join them together, va'ochlan and eat them, shenema amatzah sumurorim yochlu, you eat the carbon pesach together with matzah and maror. Amru rab yechanan, chokum alav chaverov al Hillel, and they argued on Hillel, and said, Yochol yekorchem bevas achas, I would think that you should join them all together, va'ochlin kiderech shehillel ochlin, the way that Hillel does it, the Hillel sandwich. Talmud lomar, amatzos umrorim yachlu, afilu zebefnei atzmo vezebefnei atzmo, each one can be done independently, and that's what you should do. Let's drop down to the first wide line, the last word on the line. Hashta, now, delo itmar, that we didn't learn, hilchasa, what the halacha is, lo kehillel v'lo kerabbanon, not like Hillel, not the Rabbanon, we did not rule definitively which way you should do it, so what should you do? Mivorech al achilas matzah v'ochil, you should recite the bracha on matzah, and you should eat it. V'hodem mivorech al achilas maror v'ochil, and then you should make a bracha on maror and eat it. And then you should eat the matzah with the lettuce, with the maror, as one. Below bracha, without any special bracha. Zecher lemikdash kihillel. Zecher to the way it would be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, according to Hillel, where if there would be a Korban Pesach, then matzah and maror would not diminish one another, and therefore you'd be allowed to eat them both at the same time, and that's what Hillel would recommend, and that's what they would do, and therefore we do that as well as a zecher for what it would be, Tamim Beis HaMikdash with Hillel. Now, sometimes people in the process of the Seder wonder why so much lettuce, why so much matzah. So this Gemara is explaining that there was a different approach in the time of the Beis HaMikdash where you would do them together. So again, we do matzah, then we do maror, comes to Korech, we join them together and we recite this special formula reminding us that it's to remember Hillel. When a person does give out the different portions, how much should be eaten? So depending on your clientele and how into the mitzvahs they are and how hard it is to consume the correct amount, some people just like daintily take a bite of the matzah. So you have to know what you're encouraging people to do to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's important to be aware what role Korech plays in the realm of the Pesach Seder. The essential mitzvahs are being done using matzah, which is biblical in our time, and that should be eaten correctly, with due diligence, without interrupting with conversation. Person should concentrate, do that mitzvah, eat that portion without interruption. Moror is derabbanan in our time. It should likewise be eaten with due diligence, but it's not the same as matzah. And korech, it's part of the Seder, it's proper to do, zecher l'mikdash kehillel, but again, if a person's picking and choosing where to encourage people to really make sure to do the mitzvah properly, the role of korech is certainly not the same as the role of matzah, and even the role of maror, which preceded it. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.